I got the mic so high, y'all know I'm a short guy. It's an honor to get this award. I heard Corey was a great guy, on and off the field. All I heard was great things about him. And, man, I'm truly honored to get this award. And y'all guys, man, when I got here, y'all took me in with open arms. Y'all always, you know, asked me the tough questions, and I was okay with it, you know, to get through it. And y'all always had good things to say about me. When I had an off year last year, no matter what, y'all guys still came and talked to me, and it made me feel wanted. You know, and this year I'm playing a whole lot better, you know, thank God. And y'all guys, you know, really, really been great to me this year. And I really want to thank you guys for voting for me. And like I said, man, I'm truly honored to get this award. And I feel like it's truly a blessing. And thank you.
What was your first initial reaction when you heard the news that you were getting this award?
I was shocked. You know, I was shocked. I was like, man, you know, you won the Corey Stringer Award. I was like, whoa, I did? And like I said, all I heard was great things about Corey, you know, on and off the field. And me to get this award, it was like, man, it was mind-blowing. You know, I know I can talk. I talk a lot. I know that. And you guys, you know, voted for me. And I was like, man, you know, these guys think I'm a great guy. I must be doing something right. So that's it? No, I like to talk a little bit more if y'all want me to. I'm just playing. But it's really a blessing, though. It's an honor, man. Thank you, guys.
What have you learned about dealing with the media that you are so open and so?
Growing up, man, in order to get into, you know, the locker rooms of guys, you got to have the media. You got to have the media. Like, without you guys, a lot of things not possible. You know, the injury reports, and you look at, you know, how guys are playing or how guys react, you know, to winning or losing. You guys, y'all do a great thing, you know, with that. And, you know, I just think about, you know, a little guy being from Mobile, Alabama. You know, he liked the Minnesota Vikings, might be a fan of myself. And he's like, man, you know, how can I, you know, get through Captain Munderland? And it's by you guys. You know, if you go on the internet and look at, you know, ESPN or, you know, Minnesota Sports or things like that, it's like, man, it pop up. You know, he can read on, you know, what's going on with Captain Munderland on and off the field. So I always been, you know, great with talking to the media. You know, I don't mind. Even though if I'm not playing well or not doing things I'm supposed to do, your guys always come talk to me and make me feel welcome. That's it? Nobody else?
This is your second one of these, right?
Yes, I won one in Carolina. Yeah, I want to say my third year. Okay. I give y'all what y'all want to hear. You know, I'm honest. I'm just being honest. I'm honest and I'm upfront. I kind of like our head coach a little bit. That's scary. But but I'm just upfront and honest and, you know, tell the truth about everything, man. If I'm not playing well, I tell you. You know, if I did this, I tell you. So I just try to be upfront with y'all guys, and, you know, I want y'all guys to show me the same respect and be upfront with me. Yes, I have. Sometimes you have to learn how to, you know, bite your tongue. You know, you got to learn how to bite your tongue and sit back and listen. I'm a guy who had to learn that. It's kind of tough for me to do that because me being a smaller guy, I think I got little man syndrome. So I think I got little man syndrome. So I had to kind of scale back a little bit because I'm always on the edge. I always think people, you know, after me a little bit. So I always had a chip on my shoulder. So I had to scale back and learn how to bite my tongue.
Take a football question?
Yes.
How do you guys approach this Packer offense? It's obviously they're struggling right now, but you know they're still really dangerous.
Oh man, we gotta get at the number 12. You know, he's the guy. You know, he's the main guy. You know, the quarterback, he's great. So we gotta go out there. We gotta try to contain this guy. When you pass rushing, keep him in the pocket, make him step up, and you have to wrap him up. You can't let him extend plays because that's when he finds the open guys. And in the back end, we just gotta cover up the guys. You gotta cover until you hear the whistle blowing. So you can't go out there and think the play is over. That's when he hits you for a 60 or 70 yard touchdown. So we gotta go out there. We gotta compete at a very high level.
Did you guys find anything in common with the Denver and Arizona film? Those were his two worst games of the year.
We watched it, but at the same time, we're trying to have our own identity. We can't go out there and be the Denver Broncos or the Arizona Cardinals. We got to go out there. We got to execute our game plan. You know, we got to do what we're capable of doing. And for the last couple of weeks, we've been shown what we can do. So we got to go out there and just compete. And like I said, do what we're capable of doing. And let's get after him and make plays on the ball.
you played around a lot of quarterbacks in your career. What have you seen from Teddy the last three games?
Oh, he's been phenomenal. He's taking care of the football. That's the things you can ask, man. He's taking care of the football, and he's been, you know, high percentage on third down when he's throwing the ball. When his number is called to throw the ball, he's throwing the ball all over the field. And, you know, quarterback's your best friend when you're on defense, and he's making you sit down on the bench a little longer, you get a whole lot of rest. So he's been taking care of the football, like I said, and been phenomenal for the last past 3 weeks.
This level of this defense at the highest it's been all season, especially after a game like Sunday you had against the Giants?
I think so. We're not trying to get too high, though. We're not trying to get too high because we know in games things happen. You know, things can happen on Sunday, but we got to see how we respond, you know, to things happening. So we got to go out there and just stay level-headed and do what we're capable of doing.
You and Randall Cobb go way back to college.
Oh, yeah, at Kentucky. Now, that's a tough challenge for me. I know he's a shifty guy. I always got to keep my eyes on this guy. I can't peek back at the quarterback. He's gone. So I know it's going to be a tough challenge, but at the same time, I'm ready for it, man. I'm built for things like this. To get into this championship game, the guys in the locker room, man, we fought hard. You know, you look at week one, everybody was writing us off. Who would have thought that we would be in this position right now? Nobody. So we feel like we capable of going out there and getting this win.
Thank you guys for the award.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.